Okay, so sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Starting to settle in. Go ahead and take a super deep breath in. Retain the breath and exhale. Now, once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath. And exhale. And one more time, super deep breath in and retain. And exhale. Okay, good. Now, bring to mind a really easy to love object. So this is someone or something you have an uncomplicated loving relationship with. Probably either a child or a pet. And now, so you see them before you. Now, go ahead and feel the smile that comes over the face. Such a delight to see them. And now they see your response to them. And then this has a deep impact on them. They see your trustworthy delight. And they also feel secure and safe in the attachment relationship. And now you see that in them as well. So there's this kind of dynamic back and forth relationship between the two of you. And this back and forth is and this kind of feeding off each other is really delightful. Now, once again, notice the impact that your presence is having on the beloved. See how they're so settled, so at ease. That's right. Now, for just another moment, let's focus on delight. So now you see the beloved before you, and you just can't help but smile. And now really feel that smile in the body. And once again, they reciprocate. It is such a delight to see you. They are so happy. That's right. And then now notice how this is a shared experience. That this mutual delight, something that you share. And this brings the two of you closer. And now notice this. This is very interesting. You have a sense for what it's like on their part to feel this security, to feel delighted in. Go ahead and tune into that. You have a sense for how relieved they are, for how safe and secure they feel in the relationship. That's right. Okay, good. Now we're going to work on compassion. I'm going to keep working on attunement and soothing. So now, have the beloved actually bring up some sort of upset. So actually have them become upset and actually suffer. So now you see that upset. So now lean in and tilt the head. Say, oh, you're suffering. What's going on? Then now feel into this desire to really want to understand what's happening. And then also feel into how you might actually feel some muscle activation in the whole body. That you want to take action. See if you can feel into that now. Like this is the desire to help and to do anything that's necessary. Just notice that. Now also notice how the beloved understands your intentional stance. They understand where you're coming from, that your intentions are to help them. This is actually deeply relieving to them. Go ahead and notice that. That's right. Now, also physically comfort the beloved. Go ahead and develop that scene. Good. And now, also have the beloved give voice to whatever it is that is troubling them. So really seek to understand and listen to whatever it is that they need to say about this source of suffering. So go ahead and have them do that now. That's right. Keep going. And then note, and now just like really listen sweetly. Kind of lean in, tilt the head, nod the head. And now really feel how you understand what they're saying. It's like you totally get it. You're just so attentive, so present. And now they see that. They see how you're totally there with them, how you want to understand, and how you want to soothe them in such a way that this suffering dissipate. And now that has a real impact on them. And now that that have such an impact on them, that also has an impact on you. That you feel good about the way that you're caring for them. Go ahead and feel into that now. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. Good. Now, let's keep going with this scene, but really emphasize the giving of physical affection, physical soothing. Maybe you hold their hand, maybe you have your arm over their shoulder, maybe you hug them, maybe you cradle them. Go ahead and develop this scene. That's right. Keep going. Continuing to develop the scene. Good. And now given the way that you've comforted them, the way that you've soothed them, they really are starting to feel better. And now notice how you really, you see that. And they see that you see that they're feeling better. Now, this is a shared experience. Both of you are feeling better. You can actually feel the body, both of your bodies and minds entrain and synchronize. You're both feeling so much better now. Now, once again, this really reinforces this sense of family and belonging, deep, deep connection. Really feel into that now. That's right. Keep going. That's right. Okay, good. Good. Now letting that go. Now what we're going to work on is giving complete unconditional acceptance and love. Okay. So now imagine that the beloved has some sort of source of shame that they're aware of. So they're ashamed of something that they did or some quality that they possess. Go ahead and imagine that scene now. And now imagine that they also expect that you will reject them for this quality or behavior of theirs. And now just have them give voice to whatever this is and kind of convey this source of shame to you. Go ahead and do that now. And now notice how you totally understand what they're saying, that you attune to them. And now this is a really important part. See how they think you will reject them. However, that is absolutely not the case. And they can really see that in you. So they've brought this thing to you that they feel really bad about, they feel ashamed about. And they can see clearly you are not rejecting them whatsoever. And now see how this has a deep impact on them. See how you would never reject them. And now they see that, they feel that. And you recognize how this has a deep impact on them. how this is felt in every cell of their body. That's right. Keep going. That's right. Keep developing the scene. And now, notice how what they viewed as something being wrong with them, so what they thought was shameful and bad about themselves, you don't view it that way. You just understand that we all make mistakes, that it's okay, this is not a big deal, and that actually you understand the thing that they are ashamed of. You understand it as just suffering. They're suffering. That's it. And now they see that in you. They see how that is how you view it. And this is deeply relieving to them. Go ahead and imagine that. That's right. Keep going. And now, once again, comfort them. Physically soothe them. And now have them give voice to whatever this suffering is or whatever this source of shame is. Go ahead and develop that scene now. And you nod sweetly, leaning in the head, so attentive. Keep going. And now keep physically soothing them as they give voice to this. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. Okay, good. Now, go ahead and tell them just the thing that they need to hear to start feeling better and to let go of this shame. Go ahead and do that now. And now see how this really impacts them deeply. That's right. Good. Okay, now given that you've attuned to them, that you've soothed them, etc., that you've kind of demonstrated this unconditional love, now they really are starting to feel better. And now that has an impact on you. It is such a delight that they're feeling better. And now they see how you rejoice in their feeling better, and that has an impact on them. And now once again, this reinforces the sense of shared experience of belonging. You can actually feel how there is a synchronization of mental and physical states between the two of you now. Okay. Good. Good. Making a deep impression of that. And now, dissolve that scene. And now we're going to work on forgiving. So forgiveness. So now, imagine that the beloved does something that actually really hurts you. Okay, imagine that now. And now, and you kind of maybe make an expression like, ow, or oh, that hurt, or oh, I don't like that. And now the beloved sees that, and the beloved apologizes. And now feel in to this complete softening of the heart. Feel how you completely let go of your upset. How forgiving the beloved is so easy. Here you can say, I forgive you. I forgive you. It's totally okay. Mistakes happen. And now feel how complete the forgiveness is. That's right. And now, this is very important. Notice how the beloved sees your ease with forgiveness, your capacity to forgive. Go ahead and notice that now. And now, this has a deep impact on them. This allows them to really deeply trust you and relax completely into the relationship. Go ahead and see that now. That's right. I'm making a deep impression of that. Okay, good. So now the beloved really feels especially secure in the attachment relationship with you. Now, when we feel totally secure and supported, often the mind will turn towards our own explorations. So now imagine that the beloved turns towards their explorations. And so now they kind of go and play. They do some sort of play. So you see their play. And you're so proud of them. And now you just cannot help but smile. They're out there having a good time, discovering the world. And now you just can't help but smile. And now feel that smile in the face and now in the whole body. And now imagine that they look back at you and they see the complete interest that you have in their play, the total support. And now that has a deep impact on them. Go ahead and see that. That's right. They feel so supported. And so you can see how they're really kind of out pushing the limits. They're out playing and exploring to their very limits because they know that you're there supporting them. Go ahead and develop that scene. And now notice your excitement with every new thing that they learn, every new discovery that they make. Now you can really feel that in the body. And now they see the joy that you take in their explorations. But keep going, keep developing the scene. That's right. Keep going. Good. Now, notice that you also pay real attention to their creativity and self-expression. The way that they're going about their exploration is very unique and particular. This is an expression of their self. Now you notice that. And that is such a delight to you. Now feel that in the body. And now this is important. They see that. They see how you delight in what they're doing and that you see their creativity, their self-expression. Good, now making a deep impression of that. Now imagine that the beloved comes to the end of their play or explorations, and now they come back to you. And they report on what they've discovered. And you're just so interested. You're like sitting on the edge of your seat, so interested in what they're saying. And you just can't help but smile. What a delight. How wonderful. Okay. Good. Good. Now make a deep impression of that. So now, imagine that you step out of the meditation and that you look back. So look back over the meditation. What were some of the take-home messages? What did you learn here? Review those to yourself now. Okay. Good. And now, with these lessons in mind, see your real adult life going forward, unfold before you now. Now let's notice how things are different interpersonally. Notice how you are much more fluent and at ease with attachment. Notice how connecting with others is very easy and natural for you. Notice how you attune very easily with others, and naturally others attune very easily with you. Go ahead and see that in a scene. That's right. Notice even how you're at ease, you're at greater ease with physical affection, physical comfort, soothing. Even in the case of romantic relationships, romantic type touch. This is all much easier for you now. Right. And now also notice how there is this sense of mutual delight between you and others. So happy, so easeful. That's right, keep going. Keep developing the scene. Now also notice how there is a sense of social belonging, like being part of a group. That's right. Okay, good. Now make a deep impression of this. And now kind of get this general sense of like, oh, wow, my interpersonal relationships are so much better. Like I'm at such greater ease with others. I feel so supported. Now turn your mind towards your explorations, towards what you're interested in exploring and discovering in life. Go ahead and develop that scene now. Now, as you're developing the scene, also notice how you're totally clear on who you are and what you want in life. Notice how you can really go after it. That's right. Keep going. Okay, good. Good. Now making a deep impression of this. Okay, now I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.